שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 753.
Hello, we're reading בעל הסולם's page 753, letter 52, beginning with Kihinei. There's no English text. You can ask questions at kab.tv and selected questions will be aired live. Again, the book of בעל הסולם, page 753, in the middle of letter 52, beginning with Kihinei. When a person sits down and feels his lowly state and is awakened to return to the Creator and pours his prayers with great yearning to cleave on to the Creator, then he considers all of these prayers and all of this awakening to be by his own force, and he is as if sinning and waiting for the salvation of the Lord, whether small or great. And as the cloud is prolonged and he does not see any friendliness from the Creator, he falls into despair, God forbid, thinking that the Creator does not desire him, since after a large number of such longings, he did not turn to him at all. Therefore, the text says, demand the Lord when he is there, meaning at the time that the Creator shows himself to you for your demand, then necessarily you should also demand him, since it is a way of man to precede, meaning that the Creator precedes himself in order to give you the heart with which to demand him. And when you know that, surely you'll be strengthened in as much as you can in order to demand him with greater intensity and greater force, because the King is calling upon you. And as it says, call upon him when he is near, meaning that at the time that you call upon the Creator to bring you closer to him, you should know that he is already close to you. And if it weren't so, certainly you would not have called upon him. And this is also what is written, before they call, and I shall answer. Meaning, again, that if you are calling upon him, it means that he has already turned to you to give you the awakening in order to call upon him. While they speak, and I shall hear. Meaning that the extent of the Creator's hearing depends specifically on the extent of the longing that are revealed while praying. And when a person feels extra longing, he should know at the time of the deed that the Creator is now listening to him more. And certainly by when he knows that, he can strengthen himself while pouring out his heart, because he has no greater merit than the King of the world is now putting out an ear to listen to him. And it seems to what the sages have said, that the Creator yearns for the prayers of the sages, of the righteous, sorry. Because when a man desires, because the Creator desires that a man would draw closer to him, this awakens a great force and yearning in that person to desire the Creator. Because kimaim hapanim lapanim, like face to face, so is the heart of man towards man. And it follows that the words of the prayer and hearing the prayer are on equal degree, so that they would accumulate to the complete amount, and then he can buy everything, acquire everything, as written, Ruach Hamshich Vayiti Ruach, etc. And notice these things, since they are the first foundations on the ways of the Lord.
Indeed, from that moment onward, the person get to know the work of the Creator upon him. As he writes, that if in a person awaken a desire, it is because the Creator did it. The Creator evoked in him that desire, and those desires can come both as gratitude or as a request. Could be as a complaint, a kind of criticism, doesn't matter what. It always comes from the Creator. And upon a person, it's only to notice that it doesn't come from himself, this awakening. And also the words, this inner request when he turns now to the Creator, that too the Creator is arranging. And in that, a person has no action. There are no deeds in us, as it is said, because the Creator, as the light evokes the desire, by that, basically, He determines the response of the desire towards Him. And also, when later on it seems to a person that he receives a certain response in return from the Creator in accordance with his prayer, request, pledge, which also appear in a way that now the light in the new desire that he established now turns once more to the light in order to bring about certain response in it. And really it is all according to the process, the plan of creation, and the process one has to undergo. And upon man, or what's belong to man in all that, is only to be in awareness that he is in the work of the Lord, that he is participating in a process, that the light work upon him, upon his kli, and in that he has no participation other than only to get to recognize that everything is done by the Creator, and he only need to identify with it, to alongside with it, to accept it, to desire it, so much so that he will want all those actions up front. And then it is considered that he is in adhesion with the Creator. The process, starting from the fact that a person, when awakening, is usually awakening with all kind of complaints to the Creator. And only very few times he is awakened by good things, usually with a complaint. And when one awakens into a complaint time over time, and yet he's in the group and the study and join the light, then he begins to understand that all the problems and torments and burden of the heart and then the despisedness, all the Creator sets in his life, and particularly in a very unpleasant manners, it is all in order for a person to understand first and foremost that it is coming from the Creator. This is A. B. is that it comes not due to a person asking now for those things to get along or work out. No. Rather, then this is through his desire to receive will be considered. Rather, over those disturbances, one need to turn and ask to agree, to be satisfied, to see in all those actions the Creator sets about in him all these unpleasant responses, to actually see in them as he said, goodness and mercy would follow me all my life. So what he is asking for is actually a correction of his attitude towards what is coming from the Creator. And he is trying, once correcting oneself over all the unpleasant emotions that they will be accepted as the obstacles that he ascend over by him wanting to relate to it as coming from the quality of bestowals and all these unpleasant things that happen to him and are not getting along will seem to him as the, on the contrary, as help and mercy that the Creator sent him, with respect to which he can ask for it to be seen as good. So once he has been through that process, that stage, he's willing to look at everything that comes from the Creator, both good or bad, to bless it, bless for it as the good. This is the Ocean Haimi from behind and before. Well, and there's more to it later on, but meaning our work is not to ask for the emotions and the events and the incidents and unpleasant situations will disappear and all the problems will be resolved. Rather, for us to be able to see in them as the hand of the Creator that is aimed so that on top of it we will build the right attitude, the vessels of bestowal. So much so that not only that those problems will not disturb us, rather for us to see in them as a mercy and special attitude. And then seeing those problems in our corrections, not for the Creator to correct them, rather we are correcting our qualities so that we will be able to see them as the good things, as he explained to us in the concealment and revelation of the face of the Creator. That instead of the bad things through all kind of manners, in the same events, I see only good, the same incidents. I see it only as good. Yes, Gershon.
Is there some indication for a person that he's asking correctly? Because also when he's asking to how to accept it.
Correctly means that he's not asking for the disturbance to disappear, rather for him to see in it something good, to ascend above it, and for him to understand that it brings about ascend and advancement for him, and there's nothing alien in it. As he says, there's no one cruel in the king's palace, rather, they are all that is in the world are all creators as servants, and through them he accompany you towards correction.
And if on top of the request the attitude does not change, meaning a person asks to change his attitude to the situation, but in his eyes the sensation remains and is drawing him backwards, is that some indication that he's not asking correctly or what?
It's a sign that for the time being his request is yet only external, and internally it remains egoistic, meaning he has not fulfilled that request entirely, meaning it's not still within the validity of his correction, meaning within this request there's still some dirt of self profiting. Therefore, either the Creator changes the disturbances or hammer it down with the same disturbance over years. It could be.
Yoshua from Haifa is asking, should I agree with the Creator's actions within reason, meaning to try and search why the Creator is doing it in such a way?
I don't know what does it mean within reason or above reason for him, so therefore I cannot answer it. He's asking me as if he's in both planes. Yes.
A student from Ashkelon is asking, in the demand, you know, demand upon the Creator when He's there, how should we relate more to call upon me and I shall answer?
This is also us from within wisdom or the intellect. If a person feels it comes from the Creator, meaning there is a disturbance, and it comes from the Creator, by that he discovered that his vessel isn't corrected, because from the Creator there cannot come anything bad. Rather, he needs to see those things as an invitation for correction, and not a correction for this bad to disappear, rather for him to ascend in his correction into such a degree that he, instead of bad, he will see it as good. Yes, Cook.
What creates in a person the awareness and realization that he is in the work of the Lord?
If all that occurred in him, through all the influences upon him, he identified as coming from the Creator, he is in the work of the Lord. The work of the Lord is the work of the light that constantly works on the Kli, on the desire. The desire are us, and when the force come and work on the desire, if we identify it in each and every moment in our lives, as much as possible, up to in every breath even, doesn't matter, in every case, in every situation, if I see all that happens around me as the clothing of the light over the Creator, then basically it is all His representation. It is considered that I'm in the work of the Lord. And now, what does it mean I'm in it? I'm in it passively, or I begin to respond, and in the right reciprocal manner. I'm to my beloved, and my beloved to me. By what? By me wanting to identify his actions as taking care of me with all the faithfulness and love. Yes.
My awareness, my recognition that it's coming from the Creator, that inside His process, does that depend on the environment that I build?
In accordance, you build an environment and all the means, all the support, in order to constantly be ready to respond correctly and constantly be in a ready state towards it.
A person can remember this by himself, or it only depends on his environment to remind him that he's in this process the whole time?
Both and both. Our environment cannot affect the dead. There has to be also in participation. But the environment awakens in him, evokes in him sensitivity and arise things in him. And by the environment's attitude, it shows him an opportunity to raise above himself.
And the prayer that comes to a person when a certain disturbance comes to him, does that also depend on the environment?
No, the disturbance, no. It could be, but usually the disturbances are more personal.
Yes. So what creates the prayer in him? What builds in a person this prayer?
The prayer is built out of a person understanding that the disturbances are coming for him to ascend above them. Not for him to disregard them, rather for him to understand that it is sent from the Creator as a disturbance, as a certain degree of disturbance, yes, and I need to be above that degree. In the quality of bestowal, in the quality of faith. Quality of faith meaning to be faithful to the Creator, so that what He is doing now, He is doing it in order to elevate me, say, to the quality of bestowal, to elevate me towards Him. Did you find something for sure?
It's from Shamati, Article 8. Sanctity is called, I sat under his shadow, and his fruit is sweet to my palate. It follows that then the person does not pray for the Creator for the shadows to pass from the world. Rather, he then says, I see that the Creator wants me to work for Him in such a way which is all above reason. If so, in everything that he does, he says, certainly the Creator is enjoying this work. And if so, what do I care that I work in a state of the concealment of the face, since He wants to work, you know, to bestow, meaning for the Creator to enjoy it. Therefore, he feels no lowness in this work, meaning to feel that he is in a state of concealment of the face. Rather, the person agrees with the governance of the Creator.
Yes. Yes, Mushi.
There's this dualism that if a disturbance comes, then I as if don't need to ask for the Creator to remove the disturbance on the one hand. On the other hand, in corporeality, I have to do 100% of what I can to remove it. Why should it be this way?
Well, you're right. This is a tough question. This is a tough question. There's an inner work in man's correction, meaning it belongs to his inner sensation. Alongside it, he must do external actions in order to correct the disturbance if it is also appears in externality or corporeality. And by that, he causes the external correction. Well, after all, there is no world. It's all his vessels. It's hard to express that. We're not in it as yet. In short, if a person identifies that the disturbance that comes as a disturbance that is also spread out or appears in the world, he needs to correct it in the world, on the one hand, to cause as much as possible its correction in the world. Alongside it, he works internally towards his correction with the Creator. With respect to how it affects him personally, he must ascend to a degree of faith above reason with respect to that disturbance. And with respect to the fact it appears out there in the world, and there's like a corruption in the world, he must correct it in the matter as much as it is possible. Yes, on both planes. Mm-hmm. Both inner and external work. Well, we'll get to talk about it, but this is what is called the complete work. Yes.
If I compare man's work to an electrical circuit, what is the component that absorbs the impression, the inspiration, in order to keep the stability on the path? When I overcome a disturbance, how do I maintain that state of adhesion?
Yeah, starting to work with him as
conductor and capacitor.
Resonance circuit. Like
capacitor and a coil.
A capacitor and a coil.
So which one discharges the energy? If I compare our system to an electrical circuit, what in our system of life is
Besides, we all, as one, are always also with respect to him.
What absorbs the impression, the inspiration, in order to remain in the state of adhesion?
No, you have in a circuit this peak or impulse. Yes? Say, from the coil it moves to the capacitor and vice versa. But there is this DC, yeah. A certain degree. That indicates the degree of the group. That on that degree you remain on the is the constant state and ascend, and the peak exists in each and every work, each and every degree according to the individual work. What? There's the constant battery, and there's what generates or generate this alternation between the coil and the capacitor.
So by the creator, what is done by the creator?
Not only that, he's awakening everything. He just wants that what happens in one part of the circuit will also happen in the other part of the circuit. So in the other part, he's doing disturbances, and those disturbances assist the other part to elevate to the same degree of action as the first part. However, when they are in accordance or matching equivalence, then between them there's already, how you call it in Hebrew?
Resonance?
Resonance it is called? Resonance. Yes.
Tehuda. With a hey. Tehuda.
Tehuda. Okay. Resonance. That both are working in the same pace.
I can't find this part, however, in the system.
Your group determines the degree where you are. It is as if a certain constant level that constantly ascend and ascend and ascend, and you cannot jump higher than your environment. However, within the environment, you're doing all kind of jumps.
Individual jumps.
So the discharge also happens in the group?
Yes. That's a bit more more complex, because in the group there's a lot of, well, the groups consist of many circuits. Well, build it as you think for the time being. I can't quite express it at the moment. Eventually it is expressed in TAS. If you truly want to talk about the true mechanism, this is only in such way. Well, we're already approaching the second part of the lesson. Yes. Quickly.
So to start with, the disturbance comes to me, or it comes through me to the group?
Through all kind of means. Usually not through the group. At times, but in your state, these are more personal things in men. And later on, along the path, as we will advance, it would be more our internal aspect of the group. Let's move to the next part.
Moving to the next part from the Zohar.